Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Ah, yes, we are so glad to be with you once more and again. This is time to talk about it with your host, Pastor D.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of our land of Florida, where there's gray skies around. We don't know what's going on, but the cold is here, a little cold right now, but it'll be all right after a while. You know, God is still good to us here in this area, you know, our land of Florida and the little cities thereabout, Houston and Mount Dora and Popkin, Tavares. All these little towns, Sorrento, don't forget that, and Plymouth, but we're not going to forget you, too. Greetings to all of you around in these neighboring cities. God is good to us. We thank God for it today, for being so merciful and kind to us. Isn't that right? I know you're thanking God, because here you are. This is what? Another day that the Lord has kept us. And you're almost now, you're almost having your Christmas time, right? It ain't long. It's not long at all, long as it has been, is it? My, God is really blessing us, isn't he? I thank God for it today. I thank God for all of your gifts. Yes, the gifts that you're giving each other. You know, some may give a gift of love. You ain't got nothing else. Give love at Christmas. Remember that's what the temptation is saying? Give love at Christmas time. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Love someone. Show them that you love them and doing something special. Bake them a cake. Bake them a muffin. Bake them something. Just bake them some brownies. Pray. Got a fudge. You know, you could do something. What do you like to do? Well, just do that, you know, and that'll show the person you love. Put a little ribbon around it and take it to them. Give it to them. You know, let them know that you love them. And it's that time of the year. It's the time you show love. There's 2 months we know you show love. Well, we weren't talking about Valentine's. We were talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas time. He seems to show more love. But now, that Valentine love, that's another story altogether. Praise God. You only show somebody live right there next to you. You're not going out your way. But on Thanksgiving and Christmas, you go out your way to show love to people that are less fortunate than you. You do go show love. So that's the kind of love we should have all the time for one another. You know, I know. You know, there she goes again. Well, praise God. That's the way I'm going. That's the way I'm going. But it is the truth. You know, we need to show love a little more. We'll have less hassles in life. Praise God. You know, you don't want to hurt the one you love, now do you? You don't, but then there's some that do. Those are perverts, you know. My God. But we'll just say it like this. You do not want to hurt the one you love. You want to love them, don't you? I tell you. You know, I do better with love. I do much better with love than I do with all the fighting and hating and nasty words and all that kind of stuff. I don't work very good with that. You know, I can't deal very good with that. How about you? Listen, if you want today, you can call us at 347-857-3925. 5. Now, why don't you call today as you hear us on the air? You know, call if you're not too busy shopping, you know. You know, I know we may not get many calls of many people today because you're out shopping up a storm. Yes, yes, yes. But I tell you, you know, all this shopping, don't get yourself in debt now, okay? Where you can't get out to next year. You'll still be paying for this year next year. You know, this ain't no time for that now. You got a new president coming in. You better thank for you shop. You know, bless God. Buy all that stuff you can't use. My God. And that's what we do, isn't it? Buy stuff we can't use. Or nobody else can use it. Somebody going to take it back. Where they got it from? I want to take it back to the store. You know, stuff. Don't know where they got it from. And now you settle with something that you don't like. And all. You're going to take it and put it in the cellar somewhere. No, you know, that's what you do and all that. But bless God, just be wise this year. Be careful because the Crooks Incorporated are out on the prowl too, you know, and be careful on the road because those angry people are driving also today and they just driving crazy because they mad, you know. So just be very careful and prayerful, all right? That is my word for today for you to do. If I don't ever say nothing else, be careful. Yes, yeah. Watch your pocketbook, ladies. Watch your pocketbook. Watch and your bags, you know, and watch who's watching you putting your stuff in your car and going back into another store because somebody's trailing you, okay? My God, I'm just giving you a little few hints to be careful. There's so much things that the Crook Incorporated know how to do, okay, and you are the target, okay? So, men, be careful. Stop putting your wallet in your back pocket and don't pay attention. Sticking all up and pulling your money out. Why am I saying all that? Just trying to tell you, be careful. That's all, you know. And you pulling all your money out, letting everybody see how much money. I got money. Don't let them see nothing. You see what I'm saying? Don't be showing your money. Keep your money to yourself, you know, because they going to help relieve you of it. And you at the bank, watch those ATM machines too now. I'm just giving you a little warning today. Watch those ATM machines and shake them before you go putting your card in there because you don't know which one has been scammed, okay? Just giving you a little hints. I know. There, I just thought I'd help you out today. Yes, now, yes, yes, yes. Now, I take all gifts myself to my post office box. All my donations and all the gifts to the post office box also. You know that post office box, 2228 Apopka, Florida, 32704. 32704. Now you can send all that to us. We will accept it. You know, we thank God for them. Right now, we thank God for it right now. You know, we do a lot of things, helping people and children that are hard to handle, you know, and all that. And we're trying to help them also, okay? Praise God. All right, let us still pray for a few people that we know that's not doing so well at this time because there's a lot of them that is not doing well, okay? Praise God. We're praying for Johnny Whitted in Ponciana, Florida. We're praying for him. Now, you know, he had bad news. You know, when you get that bad news, you have to believe God, that God's going to handle it, you know. Let me tell you, cancer don't care about what your name is. You don't care where you from, don't care how much money you got, don't care what color you got, you are, brother, don't care a thing about what your nationality, what you believe, it does not care. You see, it strikes, and when it strikes, it could be fatal. But you know, we know a God that can heal any type of diseases, no matter what the doctors say. The Lord God Almighty can heal it. Mm-hmm. So we are asking God to heal and touch and deliver him right now in the name of Jesus. We are asking God to continue to touch Prophet Eric Lloyd also. In Jesus' name, who hadn't been having many strokes, but he's still here. Praise God. God still have him here. So we're going to continue to pray for his continued recovery. Is that all right? All right, y'all. Praise God. Pray for the prophet now. We are praying for Bishop Baltimore, and we're covering him with our prayers. Yes, this is what we're doing, because he's a man that go into places you wouldn't dare go into. And so many things are going on around him in dangerous places, in these nations he go to. We want to cover him with our prayers, that God will continually keep him strong, and, you know, and not afraid of anything, that he know that Jesus is on his side, that Jesus is with him all the way. Bishop Baltimore, we send you love and prayers today. We're praying for also Riker, a young man named with his name Riker. I don't know if that's his first name or last name, but he had a massive stroke, and he's in a coma. He lives in Pine Hills. And so we're praying for him now, because God is able, isn't he? You see, God touched the prophet, but he had a stroke, massive stroke, and he's alive. He's not in a coma. But the Riker, he had a stroke, and he's in a coma. So we're praying that God bring him out and touches his body, touch his soul today. Oh, let him see him today, Father God, the author and finisher of his faith, right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Mae Davis in North Carolina. Are we praying for her that God will touch? That God would touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God, touch her right now in Jesus' name. We're praying for Mary Withers in Brunswick, Georgia, who broke her pelvis. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch and deliver her right now and make her every bit whole in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Jimmy Howard there in Jacksonville, Florida, water around his heart, and also has to go on dialysis. Father, he needs you. He's a little discouraged. Father, we ask you to lift him up today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way right now in his life. Father, we ask you to touch Junior Miller, Lord, who had fell off the ladder and he broken in a lot of places. He's in bad shape at this time. Father, I know that you can mend every broken bone or whatever else is broken in his body. You can mend it. You made the body. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for touching him. Father, we ask you to touch Pastor Deborah Bell there in Tennessee today, whose mother died. We ask you to touch her right now, Lord. Oh, God, comfort her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, she needs you like never before. Father, we ask you to touch all those who are sick today, Lord, going through those who are going through with the ain't got nothing syndrome too, Father. Touch them also, Father. They need help. They need you at this hour, Lord. Let them know that. Don't let that worry you. Something will come about. Something can come to you. God can get it to you, you know. But thank God for life. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for what he already gave you. If you got a roof over your head, then start thanking God for that, you know. And we don't thank God for the small things that he's already given us, you know. And we only look at what other people have, and we want the stuff. Well, I want to be able to get my family this, that, or the other. Let me tell you, if you got food and shelter, thank God for that. Get you some paper and make you some paper decorations if that's bothering you. You know what I'm saying? There's a way to do that. Also, glory to God. You can make something out of nothing. God give you the ability, that creative ability to do things like that. So let me tell you, don't go trying to kill yourself. You understand that? It's no time to be committing suicide and all of that. This is no time for that. This is time to lift your voice up, your head up, your heart up, and see Jesus and call on him, and he'll make it all right. Give you that release that you need today. You need a release. You hear what I'm saying? You've been bound up so long. And you know, I'm going no further than that, but it's time to get loose right now, huh, and be free, made whole, be made whole. Yes, 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 this is the time. All right, praise God. Now we're going to give you, read you a little word. I'm going to give you a little word. You know, I'm back to Helen Keller. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this, I found it very interesting. The most important question is not the sort of environment we have, but the kind of thoughts we think every day, the kind of ideals we are following. In a word, the kind of men and women we really are. Shall we say that again? The most important question is not the sort of environment we have, but the kind of thoughts we think every day, the kind of ideals we are following, in a word, the kind of men and women we are. You got to find out what kind of man or woman you are. What, who are you? Huh? You need to know that. This is something that most people don't know what kind of person. You ask them, well, what kind of person do you think you are? They don't really know. Isn't that strange, huh? They don't really know what kind of person they are. Now, today is a great day in the Lord. It may not be no sun shining, and it's the first day of winter, they say. I don't know where you are, praise God, but it's a little touching here in Florida. It's touching a little bit here. Also, it usually be the sunshine state. It ain't shining so good today, you know, but we're shining. Yes, we going to be the sunshine in your life today. Yes, yes, yes. Why are we saying that? Because, you know, when God gives you a word, that sunshine in your life, it lights up your life, don't it? I know it do. Bless God. Hallelujah. I feel all right myself. I feel like going on. I start singing that song. I feel like going on. Hear what I'm saying? Amen. I ain't no ways tired. Today we're going to start reading in Romans, the 15th chapter. Romans, the 15th chapter, okay? And starting at the 17th verse. 17. Yes. Paul says, I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. I'm going to read on just a little bit further. Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Lystra, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Hear what he say. He have fully preached Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named. Now hear what he say. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. You know, I didn't think of that until just a few moments ago. I thought about this. We want to preach the gospel where Christ has been heard and named, don't we?
Yes.
Now, he's saying if he preach on that, that means he's preaching on another man's foundation, something that someone has already laid out the foundation for, right? Now, if you have missionaries going here, there, and most people in the United States, most, I say, there's a lot of them that haven't heard of Jesus Christ yet. Should not we go into the place where Christ is not named? You want a manifestation. We talk about the manifestation today of the Word of God, the anointing, and all of this. Now, it's easy for something to manifest where it's already been manifest. You hear what I'm saying? Now, that's easy because someone has been there before you and laid a foundation. Now, all you're going to do is to build on their foundation. Now, you ought to want to do what? Not have to build on somebody else, but go where Christ is not preached, break up the folly ground there. Should you not? Come on now. Come on. Help me out, somebody. Build your own foundation. This is what we're talking about today, huh? You know, we want God to manifest himself. We want God to do wonders, you know, through us and everything. But we are afraid to go where Christ's name have not been preached. That's, you know, there's undeveloped countries. You know, this is why I admire Bishop Baltimore, because he goes to places where Christ is not preached. And it's very dangerous, of course, but still in all, are you one of those? Are you the witness that go ye into all the world and preach the gospel? Are you one of them? Or are you standing around wanting to preach to everybody else that's supposed to be already saved? That's another man's foundation you're preaching on. Is that right? All right now. Praise ye the Lord. Now, many times, you know, we don't want nothing to do with that. Oh, I'm afraid to go. You're afraid to go. Why are you afraid to go? Then let me ask you this. Are you born again? Have you been washed in the blood? Are you baptized with the Holy Ghost? Are you filled? Now, Paul asked, you know, for boldness. Now, you like Paul. You love to read the works of Paul, everything he's written in the Bible you want to read about, and you want to be like Paul. Now, be like Paul and ask for boldness. But when you get boldness, that means you're going to have to go on untapped territory where nobody has went to preach the gospel. See, and what is Paul saying? He don't even want to talk about, speak of the things that God hadn't done in him. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You see what I'm saying? Now, why you want? Oh, I want God to, I want to be elevated. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I want everybody to praise my name, call on me. If they do all the calling on you, they ain't going to call on Jesus, because you'll become their God. All right? Paul specifically said Christ, what he want to do, he said, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me. He tell, what he tell? The manifestations of Christ, what Christ has done through him, by him, and through him. Do you hear what I'm saying? Can you speak of those things? Then you say, well, if I say that, then people are going to say that I'm boasting. Well, now, you know one thing, we have a problem here because we're afraid to tell what God has done through you. Now, when Paul wrote about taking the cloths from his garments from him and laying them on the sick, lay them on these dying people, the sick people and what have you, and they are being healed, He see a manifestation of Jesus' power, you see, that had he used through a cloth by his, Jesus gave him instructions how to use the cloth. See, do you know anybody else did that? Huh? You see what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? New ground, see? Dare to go on new ground, but make sure when you go with Jesus. Because you can't just jump into these things and you ain't, you know, you don't know the law. Okay? So Paul boasted on what the Lord done through him. And the manifestation came when he just dared to do what God had told him to do. Huh? See, you got to dare to do what God called you to do at that moment. See? Now tell me something. Let's go on a little bit further. Think about this. That's Paul, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's think about Joshua. He was told to do what? Walk around the walls of Jericho. Say, when you walk around, told him how many times to walk around it, and when you walk around it, what's going to happen here? Think about it now. What was going to happen here? If you do what I say, you will dare to see the manifestation of the power of Almighty God come to pass. But when God tells you, we get, Lord, they're going to say I'm crazy. So they thought Jesus was mad. Huh? But what did he do? No man came and gave his life before Jesus, huh? And then when Jesus came, all the manifestations begin to pop up, did it not? So here Joshua was crazy. Now, you know, the people think he's crazy. This is a whole city. Do you know what I mean by march around a whole city? That's a lot of walking there, man. You want us to march? You say, God told you? Huh? And these walls going to come down? Now, listen now. You're a little off now, baby. I followed you so far, you know. But if some of us say something like that now, the first thing you're going to tell us we crazy. See? But what did Joshua do? He spoke that which pertained to God, didn't he? He spoke that which pertained to God. Because what was he doing? If God said it, he was looking for a manifestation. And when he say it, something is going to happen. Do you see what I'm saying? Whenever you pray, you're looking for something to happen, aren't you? Now, you know you're looking for something to happen. When these people ask us to pray for them, they're sick and suffering and got all kind of diseases and everything, we are looking for something to happen. We are looking for something to go on, are we not? We looking for something. Yes, we are. We looking for God to move. Because we want to see something. We always want to see something. But you know what? He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. They're going to follow. The manifestation will follow. If you're a believer, the manifestation will follow. You see what I'm saying? But you ain't going to see nothing if you ain't living nothing. If you're not anointed, what is there for you to see? I know you don't want to hear that too. Now, God has ordained you, and when he ordained you, there's going to be a manifestation of the anointing in your life, is it not? Think about it now. There's going to be one. You say, but I don't know about it being one. I don't know nothing about it happening to me or anything. You know, well, it is going to happen to you. But let God do it, not you try to do it yourself. We want everything instantly. God tell us, say, now here Joshua going around all that long time, all the many days, Joshua got to go around the walls of Jericho. Go around the walls of Jericho all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Hello. We got our call on the air. Ryan of Vermont.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, I wanted to hear what you have to say about non-believers. Are they the new grounds you're talking about?
Say, what, non-believer? Are you a non-believer?
I am.
Oh, what kind of church do you go? What church you go to?
I don't.
You don't? Well, is there a reason why you don't go?
I don't believe in God.
Oh, you don't believe in God. Well, now, if you don't believe in God, then what do you believe in?
I believe in a lot of things. No.
Okay. You don't believe in the devil?
I do not.
Oh, well, that's a good point. We thank God for that. At least you don't believe in that. Okay, praise God. Well, something had to come to the point where you lived. That's the way you were born, in a family like that, or you just decided you weren't going to believe?
Well, I didn't decide not to believe. I just simply got to the point where I couldn't believe any of the claims about gods or souls or heaven or hell or the devil or any of that stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. You know what you want to believe and you know what you don't want to believe in. And has anybody tried to help you in your belief system?
To certain degrees, I suppose.
They have? And,
yes.
And they didn't convince you, right?
No, they have not.
Oh, okay. Well, now, listen, I'm going to ask you another question. I hate to ask you so many questions, but you seem like you're caught between two vices here. You want to believe and you don't want to believe. You want to stay like you are, and then you do want to get out. You want somebody to convince you, okay, this is what you want. Well, now, we would take up a whole lot of time to try to get you all the word to convince you, and I can read all the word, give you all the scriptures in the world, and you still make up your mind that you don't want to believe, you see. So when you get to the point that things happen in your life where you want to see God if you are real, see, God, if you're real, I need you to touch me. God, if you're real, do, you know, help me out here or something. When you get to a point where you need God beyond a shadow of a doubt, then you will, you will find him. You will find him, you know. And somehow he's going to lead you to the right place. Even if you're not a church building, don't have to be a church building to go to. But God is real because you're talking. And I'm talking. We're talking to each other now. So now it's up to you to believe that Jesus is real. I believe he's real. I'm trying to help you with believing he's real. But you've made up in your mind that he's not real to you, you know.
Well, why do you believe that God exists? Why do you believe that Jesus exists?
Why? I can tell you a million whys for why I believe he's real. It's not going to make you believe it. Because the experiences happened to me in my life. So my experience ain't going to help you believe if you don't have an experience. We need you to have an experience also in life. Mm-hmm. See, when he told
us. So you just have personal experiences and anecdotes? You don't have any evidence?
Whatever. That's the evidence for me. Now, that's when God appears to me, when he do things for me, that's enough for me. I don't have to, I'm not an agnostic. My mind is not closed. My heart is not closed. Where not to believe God, believe there is a God. I believe God just from birth, just say, not quite from there, but, you know, since I was a young girl. See, when he told me.
Well, what happens when God does something to you? What does that look like?
What it looked like? What would it look like when something happened to you? When somebody slapped you, what did that look like?
When somebody does what?
If somebody slapped you, what does that look like?
I would see a hand, and I would feel the pain on my face. You could take a video of it. And
let me tell you what he say. He say, if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Okay? You don't believe, you're not confessing anything, and you don't believe. So, now, I can't tell you how else you're going to get saved. Come out of what you in. He say, because with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with your mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You're confessing you don't know God, and you don't feel like you want to know. You want somebody to make you believe, and we cannot make you believe. Okay? We can only tell you what the Word of God says. You see, we can only tell you what the Word of God says. Okay? Listen here. I want you to do something just a second. Can you hold this here? Can we?
Can
right,
I what?
We're gonna hold it. We're gonna get you another answer.
Okay.
Bishop Porter?
Yeah.
This is Mr. Ryan in Vermont.
Uh-huh.
Bishop Porter?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Okay. Would you talk to this Mr. Ryan, about he want to be convinced of about a non-believer and what is that? He
okay.
don't know nothing about God. He don't want to know nothing, I guess. You go,
Mr. Ryan. Mr. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe you're going to die?
I do believe I'm going to die.
All right. And if you believe you're going to die, there is a God. So now that's your first step. Okay. If you believe you're going to die, and the scripture tells us that it's appointed for once for man to die. And after death, going to be the judgment. So if you believe that you're going to die, okay, the scripture also tells us that every knee going to bow. That means your knee, my knee. Apostle knee, and the president knee, or whoever, rich man, poor man, every knee going to bow before our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you believe in the scripture, St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? You believe that?
No.
You don't believe that?
No.
Well, if you don't believe that, then you're going to be lost. And if you be lost, then you're going to go to a devil's hell. See, so now it's I'm glad that you called, but if you don't believe that, because there, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. So now, how else you going to get to heaven? You just said you believe you're going to die. Now, there's only two places you can go. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. So now,
do you
want to go to hell?
How do you know that?
Huh? Because the scripture tells us.
How do you know that the scripture is correct?
Because I believe the Bible is God's infallible word. That's how I believe it. That's right. See, that's your problem. Your problem is that you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to understand it with your intellect. Now, I pray to God that you're not an atheist. And you believe in something, you said you believe you're going to die. So if you believe you're going to die, there is a God.
I don't see how one follows from the other. Is it possible that people could die and there could be no God?
Say what now? Repeat that.
Is it possible to die and there would be no God?
It's possible to die and don't know him, but I wouldn't take that chance on my life. I made a quality decision. That's what Apostle was trying to tell you. She had to make it for herself. You got to make it for yourself. Now, when you die, you're going to be without excuse when you appeal before the Lord, because now we are witnessing to you. See? So now it's up to you to accept it. I can't make you do it. You have to do that on your own. This is
a
self-care.
You have all of your beliefs and your religion, and there's thousands and thousands of other religions and deities, and I don't understand why you say it's not worth the risk. of this one god? Like, why aren't you believing in Thor or Zeus or, you know, any of the other thousands of deities out there?
Because it's man-made religion. Man-made, okay? Now, Jesus said that he is a way. God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. There is not but one God. There's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism in us all and through us all. And you got to go through him to make it to get to heaven. So now either you accept that or you don't. He's talking to you now through us. See? I'm a witness. See? But it's up to you to accept it now. You can do it right now while you're on the telephone. But what you're doing, you is questioning. And it's good to ask questions. But I heard him say that, there you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So now it's up to you. See? You got to accept it.
I still don't understand why you believe in the Bible. I mean, when I asked you, why do you believe that the Bible's true? You said because you believe that it's true. That's kind of a circular argument.
Because the Bible is God's infallible word.
Because I believe UFOs abducted me, you know? Or why do you believe that Bigfoot exists? I believe Bigfoot exists because Bigfoot exists.
The Bible is God's infallible word.
How do you know?
That's why I believe it. That's what I'm telling you. I believe that the Bible is God's infallible word. I don't wrestle with it. I tell you what I would like for you to do, though, Mr. Ryan. I would like for you to pray. I would like for you to pray and ask God to show you if the Bible is infallible word. You do it. You can ask him. The same way you're asking questions to me, you can ask God. See? Do you believe in prayer?
No,
you believe in prayer?
No.
You don't believe in prayer?
I know.
Okay, well, that's one of your problems there. See, you don't believe. See, but you just said you believe you're going to die.
I do.
Okay, well, if you believe that, where do you think you're going to live? Be eternal after you die. Ask
where do I think my soul is going to be? That was your question.
Yeah, yeah. Where you think your soul going to be after you die?
What is a soul? How do you define
your
that?
Your soul within you.
What I am?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your soul within you.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I think I'm a consciousness. I think my consciousness.
Yeah.
Wasn't functioning before I was born. It's not going to be born after this.
Mr. Ryan, you're an agnostic person, so you want to keep on with all of this, and you don't want to yield to the voice of God or the word of God or whatever. So at this time, we're going to have to cut you off because our time is going on. Okay? Thanks for calling, Ryan. All right. Praise the Lord. He's still on. Okay, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that bit of a word from Ryan in Vermont. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Those are unbelievers. Praise God. And they don't want to hear anything, but they won't follow the proof that God exists. And all they got to do is look at the rain, look at the sky, look at everything that's going on. And they can find out they need to get there by itself. But anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. It's enlightening. It's enlightening to hear challenging the word of God and challenge you, what you believe and all. All of that is rather exciting to me. I'm so happy for it. I'm so happy for him. Praise God, calling, bless God, with these concerns, you know, because there's many people with these concerns, and they want you to convince them, you know, and about God. I am convinced, and all I can do is tell you that I'm convinced, and he is a real God. He's not some figment of somebody's imagination or anything, because if it was, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be talking to anyone about it myself, praise God, because of the fact is there's a penalty to pay for your unbelief. There's a penalty that's going to be paid for your unbelief. And, you know, you don't want to talk about that part. But we want to talk about pleasant things right now. People that are having God in their life and God is doing great things for them and they know it's God. There's many people out here that do believe, and there's many that don't believe. And the thing is, you try to help them to believe in God, but if they don't, you know, that's between them and their God, okay, because they have to be serving something, okay. If they're not serving the God, the Almighty Jesus Christ and all, if they're not serving him, they're serving something, okay. You ain't just going along just so. That's the name of the tune, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I love it anyhow. I love these kind of things, challenges and so forth. What people think about God. And it's not stopping me from loving my God or serving him because somebody else don't believe. You know, you should neither. You know, just because, well, they couldn't convince them or show them where God is real. You know, this has been going on for ages. It didn't just happen today. It's been going on for ages that somebody's always challenging your faith, challenging what you believe, challenging in whether there is a God. And someone is always saying, well, prove me. They want you to go out there and try to walk on water or something. Talking about, I don't have to prove nothing for God. God proved his own self. He's big enough to handle it all. I can, and I'm not. So ain't no sense in me even trying. I'm not able to handle it all. Glory to God. But I handle that I can handle. Praise God. Be truthful to myself that I believe there is a God. I believe he's real. I believe what the Bible says is true. I believe it with all my heart. I've tried the different things in the Bible that he said, and it has come to pass and has worked in my life for me. Now, if it don't work for Ryan, I can't help Ryan. I can't help the rest of the world either that won't accept it. All I can do is just tell you, and that's my job. I'm just the messenger with the message. That's it. I love you, Ryan. Love you. Love you, everyone else also that has that same type of mind at this time of year, because this type of this year brings about all this type of thinking, because of the activity scenes, the people singing nice little Christmas songs with Jesus in them and everything, and people are, you know, challenging all of that because of the way the world is going now, the earthquakes and everything. You know, that shit itself, who did that? You should ask yourself, then who did all that? You know, you couldn't do it. You don't have the mind or the substance or the money to do it. You see, so therefore something is working here, don't you think? You know, just use your mind for something else, trying to challenge whether God is real. Find out if he ain't real, the bishop say, go and pray and ask God. Say, is you really God? Then, you know, show me. I need to be convinced more clearly. I need to have an experience. I need to see something, okay, because this is the whole thing. You want to see something. You see the trees, and who you think put the trees there? Somebody want to see something. Look at a tree, you know? Okay. Little things like that. Praise God. I don't want to get off into that. But anyway, thank you anyway for the call. Anybody else want to get up and go to? You know, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when you get on a roll, you're on a roll. But see, some people could say, who's doing the work? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? So you can come up with a whole lot of questions, you know, about the situation. But God didn't tell me to answer all these questions because I don't know the answer to all of them. The ones I do know, that's when I tell you, I know that I did what the Bible say that, you know, I wanted Jesus in my heart. And he say, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, you know, it don't take a whole lot to do it, you see. Do you believe? The thing is, if you don't believe, we can't make you have faith. We can't make you believe. Only God can work with that, you and that. You see, so I leave that to him. How about you? You leave that to him? Huh? Glory to God. But I'm still saved, you know, praise God, and I'm still going on with Jesus. And sometimes you will ask questions. If look like you got trouble on every hand, you will ask questions. Hey, let's be real. You will ask questions, okay? God, where are you? Have you left me? If you real, you know, so-and-so. Sometimes you do get to a point in your life where it look like trouble is on every hand and you want to know, is God real? You know, is you for really real or am I just the figment of my imagination? Okay, praise God. But here, when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that ain't but one God, one faith, and one baptism, ain't but one God. Ain't no three gods. Ain't no 10 gods. Ain't no 60 gods. Ain't no 30 gods. Ain't but one God. And, you know, and I like that. These, you know, I like my God. And I will keep, somebody asked me once before, said that, is my God she or he? I said, well, I don't know what your God is, but my God is a male figure. I can call him up with a male because my man, he's my hero. You see, not my shero. You got it. You see what I'm saying? Praise God. So God is on the throne. He's still on the throne, regardless of how you believe, how you take it, anybody else that have a question there. Let me tell you, he's still on the throne. He didn't get off, huh? He didn't get off the throne. He's still there, and he's going to be there, whether you believe or not. The world ain't going to stop moving just because you don't believe. You see, that goes for anybody. We're not just talking to that young man, but this goes for anybody, you know. The world ain't going to stop working. It's still here till Jesus come and clear it all out. You know, it'll be here, praise God. And I love it just the same. And, you know, when God had made us preachers and teachers and what have you to talk to you about your soul salvation and lead you into, pardon me, salvation. That's what he gave us to do. Now, anything else, you have to go a little bit further. Okay? Praise God. So right here, we're going to, Brother Michael, you want to say something?
Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord for the word that's been brought forth. We thank the Lord for the questions. We thank the Lord for a non-believer calling in. But it sounds like he's a believer because he wouldn't have never been listening. And I don't think he really understands that he is a listener. He is a believer. Deep down, he's a believer because he's searching. You know, and when a person is searching, that means that their soul and that means that their soul is unrest. That means that in their spirit is unrest, that they're searching for the Lord. They just need somebody to give them a little push. They just want a little push, you know, like that. So we got to understand there's always these type of people that's running around. They want to question. You know, you got people like that in the church that always want to challenge the preacher. You know, anyway, they the same way. You know, the thing about it is when you're out there and your spirit is searching, sometimes we don't know what to say. Sometimes we just ask questions because we really want to know, but the point of that is you want somebody else to show you, but somebody else can't show you. All they can do is give you their testimony and tell you what God done for them. Now, it's rather, you may not believe what God done for them, but God got to show you. He got to bring something into your life. Matter of fact, when you woke up this morning, who woke you up? When you got up and you breathed, who put the breath of life in you? See, a lot of people have to understand that what's going on in their lives. See, I had a lot of turmoil in my life that the Spirit had to bring me out of, which I had to get into and do. So, you know, people always ask questions and they always do things, you know, because I've asked questions and I still ask questions because I want to know also, you know, because sometimes people make the world, the word of God more complex than it is. But all you got to do is ask the Lord to show you what the word means, to show you how he works and all the things and the wonders of his creation that's involved. So we need to get on board with this and need to understand, but we have to pray, and we have to honestly speak to God, just like you speak on the phone, just like you speak to other people. You can speak to God, but come from your heart. Come from what's in you when you ask, because then things will come to pass, and they will come to show you. And here's Sister Diane.
Go ahead, Bishop Porter, you're on air.
Thank God, amen, for the program today. I want to just add on what Deacon Michael was just saying. You know, it's good. Thank God for the question. But now here's the thing. It is off of us. This is what we were talking about this morning, about witnessing, even in Bible study last night. And you're going to run into that from time to time, amen. And Mr. Ryan is searching. Praise the Lord, amen. And he believed he's going to die. And so now it's off of us. At least we told him, Apostle told him. Man, I told him, now if he don't make that quality of the decision, his soul will be lost. It's up to him, you know. So he can't put it on no more excuses. See? So it's either you have to accept it or you do not believe it. But thank God, amen, for the broadcast today. Thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. Amen. I just thank God for all things. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop Porter. Today, that word was awesome. It was interesting. And we thank God for being right there in the midst with the word. And we trust and pray that, you know, Mr. Ryan listened through and he heard everything that was being said to him. Because you know what? We serve an awesome, awesome God. And we just going to pray that he prayed to God to show him who he is, that he is the true and living God. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, we would like to thank each and every person that helped us during the Christmas drive. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you for giving out of yours. Thank you for being loving and kind to others other than yourself. We thank you and we truly appreciate everything that you have done. But don't stop giving. You can continue to send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Remember, no donation is too small or too great. We serve an awesome, awesome God. And know that it is going for a good cause. It's going to someone that's in need. Or if you just want to bless the man and woman of God for the word that they give, that they spoke into your life, again, the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can also come and visit us at the church every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. If you're not doing anything on Christmas Day, your church is not having church, we are. So come on out at 10 a.m. to the City of Victory. That address is 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's directly across from the Plymouth Sorrento Library. And remember, Sunday, Christmas Day, service starts at 10 a.m. So come on out. They say it's his birthday, so come on out and celebrate his birthday, the Lord's birthday, with us. Till then, you be blessed and hope to hear you on the broadcast tomorrow. You have questions, you need prayer, tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Be blessed.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.